Lord, he gives us a favor. He drained all the money and then he put it to that.
Is this your first time in Coma?
Yes.
This is Warsaw. Some of which you'll see as you walk into the shop.
But I want you to notice and keep your eyes open. Now we're going to cross the Treblinka railroad. The railroad is still functioning. We're going to go over the tracks. This is the same railroad that brought the cars from Warsaw to Treblinka. No, no, after this.
Came in and brought the cattle cars with Jews to the crematorium.
Where?
Oh, well.
David Bill was in the back. Oh, here he is. Okay.
It amazed me the first time I came here and I stopped in the store where some of you stopped. I bought one copy of everything in the store, read everything there, and knew nothing about Treblinka. That's a total waste of time. So I realized that I had to do a lot of work on my own, which I did, and I'm going to share a little bit with you, just a few minutes. You'll get a sense of what Treblinka was. Again, in November 1943, November 13th, 1943, the Nazis destroyed the entire Treblinka camp. This is unlike Auschwitz. Those of you who have been to Auschwitz, unlike Majdanek, those of you who have been to Majdanek, where everything is standing the way it was, as it was liberated by the Russians, nothing. This was all obliterated and destroyed. In fact, the burden of proof was left on survivors in the Jewish community to prove that something happened in Treblinka. There's nothing here. Farms were built on this land by the Nazis in November 1943. They plowed over the entire land to cover up any evidence that anything ever happened here. The word about the Holocaust, the word is followed. This is a quote from an SS man speaking to one of the Jewish survivors. However this war may end, we have won the war against you. None of you will be left to bear witness. But even if someone were to survive, the world will not believe him. There will be suspicions, discussions, research by historians, but there'll be no certainties because we will destroy the evidence together with you. And even if some proof should remain, and even if some of you should survive, people will say that the events you describe are too monstrous to be believed. They will say that they are exaggerations, Allied propaganda. And they will believe us. And we will deny everything. They will not believe you. We will be the ones to dictate the history of the concentration camps. That's a passage from a book, The Drowned and the Saved, by Primo Levi. Treblinka was the only death camp where they only killed Jews. I'm referring to where we are now, Treblinka 2. There were two camps here, Treblinka 1 and Treblinka 2. Treblinka 1 is about a mile down the road. We're not going to go there. There really is nothing to see. The Nazis destroyed that camp. That was a concentration camp, forced labor camp, like all other concentration camps, where many people were killed, thousands were killed. But that wasn't only Jews. Jews, Poles, Russians, and so on. Not different from any of the other concentration camps that you all know about. But this part of Treblinka, which is known as Treblinka 2, this was a death camp. This was a camp